Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Music producers have worked tirelessly to eliminate pops and hiss from the music we listen to. Now someone's trying to put all that stuff back in. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the program we hear about something called the 78 Project. Plus singer-songwriter Justin Townes Earle performs live in our studio. But let's begin with a question. In this digital age, when music is portable, convenient, shareable, when you can record a musician with your phone or make an album on your laptop in your bedroom, why would anyone go back to using recording technology from the first half of the 20th century? Well, joining us are a couple of folks who call themselves the 78 Project. Alex Steiermark and Lavinia Jones-Wright join me here in the studio to explain themselves. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So, Alex, as I understand it, you and Lavinia go around, you record musicians like this band Mina Birds or Roseanne Cash or Richard Thompson and use authentic 1930s gear to do it. Why?
Alan Lomax would think we're crazy, but...
Alan Lomax being the great American archivist who toured the South and various other parts of the country in the 30s doing what you guys are doing now.
Exactly, and he's...
Except he didn't have a choice. That was the only way to record the music back then. You guys are doing this by choice.
Yeah. Well, we're both obsessed with field recording and geeky about the technology, and... We found that by doing it with one take, one acetate disc, one microphone, there's a whole different level of relationship between the artist and the performance. Mm. And it's kind of a fraught process. It doesn't always go perfectly.
Now, very few musical processes do. But, yeah, I understand what you mean because there's a lot more potential for disaster. Now, Lavinia, you are actually... seated in front of the thing. What is this player,
right,
recorder?
This is our Presto, and it's basically a cutting lathe. It makes a record right on the spot. And from my standpoint, whenever we're shooting and recording one, there are all kinds of potential hazards that happen. In fact, recently we shot one up in Harlem, and some of the chip, which is the displaced lacquer that's flying up off the disc out from under the needle, actually got inside the machine, and the tubes inside heated the lacquer up, and it started to flare. So I thought the machine was on fire.
So now this is the genuine article. This is not like a 2010 recreation of a 1930s machine?
Oh, no, absolutely not. This is the real deal. This is a late 30s, early 40s model that Alex managed to track down on the internet, but we have a few of them, and he's actually put this one together from parts from a few different Prestos.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you guys been doing this?
We started doing it in September. We were trying to sort of we didn't know how the concept would really pan out, so we wanted to try with some friends of ours. And so we did some with the Reverend John Delore, who's a WNYC guy. And
one of our engineers, right?
Don Landis, and the one that you just played, Laura Byrne. And to tell you the truth, we actually didn't really expect that we would get a piece out of it because we also filmed them, and we were trying to figure out how that would come out. And we thought we'd be lucky to get one, and actually all three of them came out really beautifully. And so those were the first three.
Well, Don Landis did a song called The Brown Girl, which, recorded directly onto this cutting machine that makes the disc as she's playing. It has a real old-timey, a very convincing old-timey sound. Listen to this.
Fair Ellender, she has none. wish I can give you my time. Go bring me the brown girl. Well, he rode till he come to Fair Ellender's gate. He rung so loud at the bell, and no one so ready as Ellen herself. A rose and bid him come in. What's the news, Lord Thomas? She cried. What's the news you brought to me? I've come to ask.
That is Dawn Landis and her version of The Brown Girl, done for the 78 Project. That's Alex Steiermark and Lavinia Jones-Wright, the director and producer, respectively, of this documentary unit that's making recordings of contemporary musicians with an authentic 1930s Presto direct-to-disc recorder. You can see a photo of the machine on our webpage and find a link to the 78 Project at wnyc.org/soundcheck. And Lavinia, a couple of things strike me about listening to that. One is you hear the needle. You hear,
yeah,
the tone arm going
absolutely
down into the groove as part of the recording. I guess as soon as you set the thing in motion, it's making the record.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
The other thing is I'm surprised at the kind of the fidelity of the sound, because listening closely, there's kids in the background.
Yeah.
You can audibly hear like children playing. Where were you when you did this?
That was the very first recording that we made for the project, and that was in the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens in the Children's Garden.
Oh.
And it was really beautiful. There were these amazing sunflowers looming over and these children running around and people farming around us. It was a real field recording.
Now, Alex, you said you guys took your inspiration from Alan Lomax. I mean, he did go tramping around the countryside with one of these gizmos. How big a deal was a machine like this back in the 1930s?
The machine was a big deal. He started with these portable ones.
Portable are they? Portable.
Well, they're not portable for me because they're about 50 pounds.
They weigh about 50 pounds. They have a handle. You can carry them around. He eventually, I mean, if you see the manual for the Presto recorder, it's 4 pages long, and the first paragraph is how to use it, and the other 3.5 pages are troubleshooting. So that gives you an idea of what kind of a challenge it was, and Lomax's, you know, the bio and a lot of his journals and notes talk about just trying to solve technical problems. He eventually progressed to a behemoth of a system that actually was so big he had to put it into a customized ambulance.
Right, where he had like the back of the car, he would open the trunk of the car, and that's where all the gear would be, and he would sort of record that way.
Yeah,
we actually had the honor of seeing that at the Library of Congress. They showed us his equipment that he used. His Presto was, the later one was a little bit bigger than ours, a little bit wider.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have one of these machines and are sort of, in a way, retracing Alan Lomax's steps, you know, going around to contemporary musicians, recording them. Back in the 30s, Alan Lomax stopped in Kentucky in 1937, where he recorded this familiar piece, Bonaparte's Retreat, played by one William H. Stepp.
Now listen, it's the Bonaparte. That's the Bonaparte.
Bonaparte's Retreat, which you may know from its later use by Aaron Copland, but that was William H. Stepp, recorded by Alan Lomax in Kentucky, 1937, on a machine very much like the one that Alex and Lavinia of the 78 Project have brought here into the studio. And Alex, I mean, you know, that this was a long time ago. Do you still find echoes of this sort of work in what you guys are doing?
You know, we had an experience the other night that was phenomenal. We recorded a band called The Wandering, who were in town. They're friends of ours from Memphis and North Mississippi. And we were in an alley downtown. And we recorded them doing a song called Glory, Glory. And the person who was playing the fife and singing was this young woman named Sharday Thomas. Sharday is the granddaughter of Otar Turner, who Alan Lomax had recorded doing that. And suddenly we found ourselves And she was playing Otar's fife, which he had passed down to her. So we found ourselves suddenly completely touching history. And, you know, it was sort of like that was really the essence of the experience. There's a skip in the record, but it was really about the moment. And, you know, sort of history anyway is not perfect, right? So that was...
Right.
That's what we were all actually trying to prove to ourselves.
Now, but when you're saying in this context that there was a skip in the record, you mean a skip in the sort of the record of the generations because...
No, there's actually a little pop.
Is there a skip in the actual physical record?
Yes,
okay.
It's never...
I thought maybe you meant,
but
you know,
really
we got the grandson
symbolism,
and the granddaughter,
yeah.
But skipping a generation. So this is part of, you know, part of the charm, but also, I guess, part of the difficulty, Lavinia, of what you guys are doing. It's wax or lacquer or shellac? What is
it? It's lacquer. In fact, I don't know if you can smell that, but I've been heating up the record over here while we've been talking, and it's starting to get really pungent. But yeah, it's lacquer, and lots of things can go wrong. These acetates that we use have an aluminum core, and if we go too long on our recording past our 4-minute mark, and we get too close to the core, we'll actually hit the metal with our stylus, and it can ruin our stylus. Any number of environmental things can affect the groove and the outcome, and sometimes the chip just gets under the needle and makes a skip, but it all seems to play into the beauty of what gets played back, and every time there's some kind of an imperfection, people really seem to embrace that as part of the immediacy of it.
You have recorded some fairly big-name people, Roseanne Cash, Loudon Wainwright. What do they make of this when you come to them with this crazy idea and then actually play back what you've recorded?
You know, it's really interesting. Because what we do when we do these is we also play them back and film the artist's reaction. And we found that those guys who've been doing this a lot longer seem to have an even stronger emotional response to it. And I think that it's because it's risky, you know, and people spend their entire careers trying to eliminate risk from the process, and suddenly they're confronting it once again, and it's a really emotional experience, and it's really powerful.
Well, you know, you get people who are veterans of the industry. They're used to being in a studio, multiple takes, hours of editing to get the song just right. You guys come in, you've got one machine, one microphone, you get one take. And whatever happens, happens. This is what happened when Loudon Wainwright met the 78 Project. Of that song from Loudon Wainwright. Boy, that really does sound like it was recorded 70 years ago instead of when? A couple of months ago, something like
that,
Lavinia?
Yeah, that was just in the beginning of April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lavinia Jones-Wright and Alex Steiermark, the producer and director, respectively, of the 78 Project. They're wandering around making recordings of contemporary musicians with an authentic Presto direct-to-disc recorder from the 30s and 40s. Again, you can find a link to their project, which includes video of them in action and the musicians as well, on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. We're going to give you guys a chance to do this live here in the studio with the singer, songwriter, and guitarist Justin Towns Earl in just a moment. But I do have another question to ask, and it's kind of a basic one. Who's this for? What happens to these discs once you've made them?
Alex, well, we are actually using the first series, the New York series acetates, to generate some money for Music Maker Relief Foundation, which is a great charity, and they provide support and healthcare for legacy blues musicians and folk musicians, which seems like a really good way for us to give back to the legacy of this project, to the musicians that made the music that we're honoring.
So who buys these things?
We're about to find out. We're actually doing a fundraiser at City Winery Sunday night, where a lot of the musicians that we've recorded are going to perform. So that's going to be great. And we're simultaneously doing an auction on eBay of these discs. And
okay.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, Justin Towns Earl, who is our music guest for the day, is here a little early, has slid on into the performing position here in the studio. And so, Lavinia, the whole time we've been talking, you've had like a photo lamp, a really hot chicken incubator style lamp, on top of the disc that you're about to record.
Yep, we've been cooking it up. It's better if the lacquer's a little bit soft for the stylus to cut into it. So I've been warming it up, and it's just about ready to go.
All right.
And Justin looks like he's ready to go. So
ready as ever.
Justin sounds really enthused. I hope this is great.
Only two cups of coffee into the day, though. That's all that is. I'm actually very excited to do this.
All right, so you wanna start rolling here? And
yeah, I'm going to drop the disc onto the Presto, and we can get going.
Justin, what's the song you're going to do for us?
We're going to do Memphis in the Rain.
Okay, now, here's what's going to happen. Justin will play it, the 78 Project will record it, and later in the show, we will have the chance to hear that disc that is being recorded now here in the studio, and you'll have a chance to listen back to it along with Justin and the rest of us. You're listening to Soundcheck, and once again, that live music review and charity auction for the 78 Project is Sunday here in Manhattan at City Winery, 8 o'clock. There'll be an auction of the discs that they've been recording. They're about to record one now. You all set over there, Lavinia? All right. Justin, you have less than 4 minutes. Is that okay?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Song is Justin Townes Earl's Memphis in the Rain, live on Soundcheck.
We need the thumbs up. Do we have it?
Down the blacktop at a cold dark night, boys. Pitch black sky, there ain't a star in sight. Looking for a change, passing through Memphis in the rain. Whitewashed buildings and old overgrown yards. I got one hand on the wheel, I got one on my heart. Looking for a girl without a name, passing through Memphis in the rain. No matter what I do, Lord, I can't stop now, babe. Gotta keep that hammer to the floor, baby, until I'm clear out of Arkansas, mama, 'cause I know what they can do to me, Lord, and I won't let them make a fool out of me. Things are starting to get strange, passing through Memphis in the rain. Oh, yeah. Gotta know when to go, baby. He's gotta earn himself a key, baby. He's gotta know when he's been beaten. So I called a cousin down in Houston. He said, come on down, boy, I work for you. We do, and I'm looking for a change, passing through Memphis in the rain. Yeah, things are starting to get strange. I'm passing through Memphis in the rain. Oh, mama, yeah.
That is Justin Townes Earl live on Soundcheck and being recorded live here in the studio by the 78 Project. And while you were listening to Justin sing and play the guitar, Alex Steiermark was shooting the video. We'll link to that on our webpage later. And Lavinia Jones-Wright was operating the recording gear, which, Lavinia, is a lot more complicated than I thought it was going to be. I thought you just, you know, put the needle down, let the thing go, but you're sort of sweeping the thing. It's almost like a tiny version of that weird Canadian sport, curling, you know,
curling,
where they sweep the ice.
We always joke that we could start an Olympic curling team now.
Why are you doing that?
Well, a lot of the industrial record labels that people have seen have a vacuum that sucks the chip away, but because these are portable, they don't have that. So when the needle is cutting into the lacquer, it's throwing up the lacquer that it's displacing, mm-hmm. and I just need to move that away so it doesn't clog up the needle.
Okay. And Justin had to wait for you to give the thumbs up.
That's right.
That's the high tech. That's the on-air light going on.
Yeah, we need a little bit of what we call headroom on the top of the record so that when we transfer it, it sounds great.
All right. And Alex, is that how Alan Lomax used to do it? With a little brush and a thumbs up?
Yeah, I think there was a brush. There were probably several thumbs up. A bunch of false starts. We actually saw some of the discs at the mm-hmm. Library of Congress. So.
I'm sure he had some body to brush for him.
Well, we'll get a chance to hear the results a bit later on in the show, and you'll be able to download the resulting song as well. You're listening to Soundcheck, and when we continue in just a moment, Justin Townes Earl will play for us a few more songs from his brand new album here in the studio. And don't forget, tonight you can get a sneak preview of the yet-to-be-released Sigur Rós album, Valtteri. Hear the album streamed once and once only, in its entirety, starting at 7 p.m. tonight on our webpage. That's wnyc.org/soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Time for the moment of truth. Earlier in the show, we talked with the director and producer of The 78 Project, a group that's traveling the country and capturing the sound of contemporary artists using a piece of recording technology from the 1930s, namely a Presto 78 RPM direct-to-disc recorder. And we recorded Justin Townes Earl, and it's time to hear what it sounded like. So let me welcome back Alex Steiermark and Lavinia Jones-Wright. And Lavinia, when you guys left the studio, you had a piece of hot lacquer in your hands. How'd it come out?
It sounds really beautiful. We can usually tell a little bit just from looking at the groove. I'm getting to be kind of a groove scientist here, but it looked great. But when we got back there and transferred it over, it just sounded spectacular. Justin's got a voice that was made for acetate.
All right. So if you were listening about half an hour ago, this is how you heard Justin Townes Earl singing.
On the blacktop of a cold dark night, boys, pitch black sky, there ain't a star in sight. Looking for a change, passing through Memphis in the rain. Whitewash buildings.
So that's Memphis in the Rain, as you heard it live on Soundcheck about half an hour ago. And here is how it sounds on the new recording by the 78 Project.
Like I want on my heart, looking for a girl without a name, passing through Memphis in the rain. But no matter what I do, Lord, I can't stop now, baby. Gotta keep that hammer to the floor, baby, till I'm clear out of Arkansas, mama, cause I know what they can do to me, Lord, and I won't let them make a fool out of me. Things are starting to get strange, passing through Memphis in the rain.
Justin Townes Earl, what do you think? Memphis sounds a little more rainy, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's amazing, yeah. I love it.
Justin, do you miss your reverb?
Oh, it's it sounds great.
So is this the kind of response you usually get when you play this stuff back for musicians?
Oh yeah, it's always really positive and really wonderful. It's moving.
Well, while we were all doing that, Alex was videotaping. We'll link to his video on our webpage a little bit later on today. And you can download Justin's song in its entirety, this 78 project recording of Memphis in the Rain, on our webpage. Just go to wnyc.org/soundcheck. And Sunday night, live music review and a charity auction of some of these discs from the 78 Project, featuring performances by Dawn Landis and lots of others.
Yeah.
And that'll be Sunday at City Winery. Justin Towns Earl, great to have you back with us on the show. Thanks for playing our game today.
Thanks for having me. I'm a glad participant.
Alex Steiermark, Lavinia Jones-Wright, guys, thank you so much for bringing the 78 Project to our attention today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
Till I'm clear out of Arkansas, mama, cause I know what they can do to me. Lord, and I won't let them make a fool out of me. Things are starting to get strange, passing through Memphis.
Again, go to our webpage to download this version of Justin Towns Earl's song, wnyc.org/soundcheck. And some sad news today. Donna Summer, the queen of disco, has died. Summer's first big hit, Love to Love You Baby, was a hugely controversial affair because of all the moaning and groaning, very suggestive sounds. But it was this song that you're hearing in the background, I Feel Love, that turned out to be a real watershed moment in the history of dance music. Working with her friend and collaborator Giorgio Moroder, the track left pure disco behind and was really a landmark performance, taking the sounds of German electronic music. And you can draw a straight line from this song, I Feel Love, to the house music that would hit the dance clubs and the gyms and iPods of the 21st century. She would go on to win multiple Grammys and an Oscar. Donna Summer's most recent album, Crayons, was released in 2008. She was nominated last year to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She died today at the age of 63. From the late Donna Summer. My memories of Donna Summer are today's Soundcheck blog. It's on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck, and you can go there and leave your memories of the late singer as well. That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, we look at go-go. Now, yesterday, the godfather of this musical style, Chuck Brown, passed away. We'll explore the funky, bluesy music that exploded out of the Washington, D.C. area in the 70s and 80s. Also tomorrow, a live performance from the London-based indie pop band, Allo Darlin. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Greta Cohn and Katie Bishop, with Marlon Bishop, who are getting really sick of those not-related jokes, so Marlon's considering changing his last name to Brandope. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from John Delore. I'm John Schaefer. Tune in tomorrow for another Soundcheck.